This is regional news for Tuesday, January 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. A stretch of U.S. 550 south of Ouray remains closed after a second rock slide over the past few days that left rubble piled up over 200 feet area of the road. CDOT officials said the road, also known as Red Mountain Pass, would remain closed just outside of Ouray from mile marker 80 through 92 through this morning. They still haven't given an estimated time for when the road could reopen, but crews are set to begin work clearing this slide area with the help of a helicopter. The pair of rock slides began Sunday evening when rubble began falling onto the road from about 900 feet up. The road was briefly reopened Sunday night, but closed again yesterday afternoon after another slide. CDOT said last night around 7:30 that rocks were still falling onto the highway. State Democrats are touting Senate Bill 1, which aims to pump more money into colleges and universities and slow the rising cost of college tuition. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The measure would budget an additional $100 million annually for colleges and universities. That's a 15% increase. Senate President Morgan Carroll says it would also cap tuition increases at 6% each year. Right now, it's 9%.
How we do or don't fund higher ed at the state has a direct role on how costs are getting passed on to students. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that we're at risk of pricing out an entire generation.
Tuition caps and budget increases are typically included in the budget bill and not as a separate piece of legislation. But Carroll says she thinks this approach will make the measure even more popular.
If you just increase the funding without having the tuition accountability that goes with it, we've seen a strong tradition in this state where people just want to know where their money's going and why.
Some Republicans say the bill won't help students, and schools will simply hit them with higher fees instead. The measure would also let colleges and universities request a waiver to increase tuition beyond the cap. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
It may take months before the U.S. Court of Appeals in Denver decides on Utah's same-sex marriage ban. Dave Montez, executive director of One Colorado, the state's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group, say they're watching the challenge. There's a reason Colorado has a similar constitutional amendment on the books. KUNC's Nathan Heffel spoke with Montez about what the outcome of Utah's legal dispute around same-sex marriage might mean for Colorado.
Colorado's LGBT community celebrated the passage of the state's civil union law last year after a years-long debate at the state capitol. Going into 2014, you're reaching out and having conversations about the next steps forward for the LGBT community?
And the priorities that we keep hearing from the community are healthcare for all LGBT people and their families, safe schools for LGBT young adults, and relationship recognition expanded beyond civil union.
So it still seems the main focus of One Colorado is legal equality and full marriage rights for the community?
But really, legal equality is just the tip of the iceberg for the work that we need to do. There's a difference between having civil unions or marriage equality and being able to put a picture of your partner on your desk at work. We've got an LGBT-inclusive safe schools law, but yet LGBT young people are still being bullied in record numbers in their schools.
We're seeing legal challenges to marriage laws popping up across the country, most recently in New Mexico and Utah. Utah is currently embroiled in a legal battle which first allowed same-sex marriages to start in that state that was then put on hold by a stay of the Supreme Court. Are there concerns over legal wrangling, and what options are on the table for securing marriage equality here?
Well, what's unfolding in Utah is further proof that none of the pathways to marriage are likely going to be simple or quick, and that fighting for marriage equality in our courts can be unpredictable and complicated. So in Colorado, we're looking at all available options to secure the freedom to marry. That includes a litigation strategy, and it also includes the possibility of a proactive ballot measure. But here in Colorado, winning marriage for our families is not a question of if, it's a matter of when and how. We know it's critical to run a robust statewide public education campaign alongside any litigation or organizing effort.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dave Montez is the new director of the LGBT advocacy group One Colorado. He spoke to me via phone from New York City.
Nathan Heffel for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a collaboration of public and community radio stations across the state. The Telluride-based nonprofit Tri-County Health Network is helping residents in the regional area sign up for Medicaid and the Children's Insurance Plan, known as Child Health Plus Plan, or CH Plus. As the Watch newspaper reports, the group was previously given a $380,000 federal grant to help people sign up for health care in San Miguel, Ouray, and Montrose counties. The group is using that money to hire 6 insurance enrollment navigators based in Telluride, Montrose, Olathe, and Ridgeway, and also Delta and Ouray counties. These new navigators will be educating people on whether they're eligible for some health programs and will be assisting people with paperwork and other parts of the process for getting health care. Stacy Wright, the manager for Tri-County's Medicaid and CH Plus programs, say that paperwork is, quote, complicated to say the least. She says the navigators will hopefully make enrolling for health insurance easier for those who struggle with computers or might be intimidated by the process. This has been KVNF Regional News. I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Tone on Tone, the Tuesday morning music mix with Ashley.